know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busy themselves about their various concerns, we were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacency, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, ours that are the beasts in the jungle, intellect, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusion. Near the end of October, business was better. War scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. This particular evening, October 30th, Crosby Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
Attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.